From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Pakistani security officials say a U.S. drone aircraft fired missiles today at a house in the country's North Waziristan region near the Afghan border. They say at least five people were killed. The U.S. has increased strikes in the area used as a base for militants to launch attacks in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, NATO troops are slowly clearing streets of homemade bombs and mines in the second day of a major offensive against the Taliban. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson is in Marja with the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, which is encountering enemy fire.
General Larry Nicholson, the head of the Marine operations here in the southern part of Afghanistan, he had come for a quick visit, and 10 minutes after he left, some Taliban militants, or one assumes they're Taliban militants, opened fire on the Marines here, and it lasted about 10, 15 minutes. So even in the areas where the Marines have some control now, it's still very dangerous.
NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson. The U.S. military is gradually pulling troops out of Haiti. Troop levels have dropped from a high of about 20,000 to about 13,000 today. NPR's Richard Harris has the story from Port-au-Prince.
U.S. troops are a common sight on the streets of Port-au-Prince. They are part of a large international force that's helping police the sometimes chaotic scene. Thousands more military men and women are also involved in more basic relief efforts, everything from driving supply trucks to running the airport. General Doug Fraser says daytime operations at the airport will soon be handed back to Haitian officials. Other humanitarian efforts are being passed off to other federal agencies, as well as international aid organizations. As a result, the U.S. military presence in Haiti will decline.
So it is a transition of immediate relief capability to an enduring capacity here in Haiti.
General Fraser says there's no specific timeline for sending troops home. It will happen gradually as their duties are handed off. Richard Harris, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Speed skater Apollo Ono has tied the record for most decorated American in the Winter Olympics. Ono won the silver medal in the 1,500-meter short track race last night in Vancouver. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The second-place finish for Apollo Ono is the first American medal in the 2010 Olympics. It's also Ono's sixth in his Olympic career, tying him with long track speed skater Bonnie Blair for most Winter Games medals for Americans. The gold medal for the 1,500-meter short track race went to South Korean Lee Jung-soo. Lee's teammates nearly made it a three-way sweep for South Korea, but a crash cleared the way for Ono's silver. The Seattle native was idolized and challenged by younger teammate J.R. Selsky, who won his first Olympic medal with a bronze. Ono has three more chances to stand on the Olympic podium and become the American with the most medals in Winter Games competition. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
The first U.S. gold was won by skier Hannah Carney in the women's moguls. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A major California health insurance company, Anthem Blue Cross, has agreed to delay until May 1st a hefty rate increase. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
The company's recent announcement of an increase in premiums by as much as 39% drew immediate fire from customers as well as the California Department of Insurance. Anthem executives claim the increases reflect significantly higher medical costs and the loss of healthy people as customers. The Department of Insurance requested the rate hike postponement so state regulators could review the company's finances. In a prepared statement, an Anthem executive said the company welcomed the review, adding he was confident that the proposed rate hikes reflect anticipated medical costs. If state regulators find the proposed increases to be unwarranted, they can order the company to maintain current rates or withdraw Anthem's license to sell health care policies. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
State police in Alaska say the president of ConocoPhillips was killed yesterday in an avalanche. Jim Bowles was snowmobiling in the Grand View Wilderness area near Seward when snow swept down a slope, burying him and another member of his group. Bowles' body was recovered. The second man is still missing and feared dead. Bowles was head of ConocoPhillips operations in Alaska. A skier was hospitalized with hypothermia after being trapped in a chairlift for 6 hours in the Austrian Alps last night. Police say the 22-year-old tourist from Germany got on the lift after it had closed for the night, but while it was still running for maintenance, the lift was then shut down. The man tried to call attention to himself by burning money. He was found after a friend had reported him missing to the authorities. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.